I think it's important for parents to look at self and ask oneself, is why am I sharing this? Is there, what's my motive, right? Is it for my child's growth or is it to relieve my own guilt? That's important to reflect on our own and asking God to help us to be able to see that. One of the things too is that we need to keep it simple, right? Not too many details, just a lot of it is, for example, even my story, like I shared with my children that I was exposed to pornography when I was 7. I didn't tell them where I was. I didn't say what was on there. You know, I didn't give details. And yeah. So you could just keep it simple. They know. And my reason for telling them was, you know, I didn't have anybody to process it with. And if and when you're exposed to this, I want to be able to walk with you, talk to you about it, and process it with you.
Good day, friends. Jonathan Daugherty here with our latest Family Time episode on the PSR podcast, which is a listener-supported outreach of Be Broken Ministries. These Family Time episodes are short, practical conversations to help parents feel more confident and competent in raising kids according to God's design, even in a sex-saturated culture. In this episode of the Family Time segment, I sit down with Norma Q. Brown, the director of our family care ministry, to explore the sixth critical conversation in our series, Leveraging Your Story. Norma and I discuss how parents can wisely and humbly share their personal testimonies with their children to build trust and connection around sexuality. We then cover some practical tips on age-appropriate sharing, avoiding oversharing, and keeping God's redemptive power at the center of the conversation. Norma also shares some eye-opening survey results revealing how fear keeps both parents and teens from opening up with each other. To enroll in our free Critical Conversations online course, visit purelifeacademy.org and click on the Family tab at the top of the page. For all of our family resources, visit bebroken.org/family or check out the links that we're going to put in today's show notes for specific resources and next steps related to today's topic. And please, friends, we're going to invite you to rate and review the podcast after listening to help others find it. Now let's dive into today's Family Time conversation with Norma. Well, all right, everybody. I'm here with Norma and with our family care ministry. So Norma, how are you doing today?
I am well. I am happy. This is the sixth conversation. Hopefully parents have learned a lot so far.
That's right. So we have been taking you through this new segment that we've started on the podcast this year called Family Time. About every 3 or 4 weeks, we're giving you as parents a Friday extra segment on the podcast, really to help you engage your kids in a way that in our hypersexualized culture can give them some confidence and some competency in being able to navigate such a world from God's perspective and God's design for sexuality. So we started off with just the core really teaching that we do in our family care ministry, what we call the six critical conversations. And so we're gonna navigate the sixth conversation today. But Norma, before we get into that, why don't you give just a brief overview of the conversations up to this point, the first five conversations?
Okay, so the first is feelings and emotion. And we want our children to feel safe and comfortable engaging with us at an emotional level, just the basics, being able to come to us when they're discouraged, excited, any of those feelings. And then the second conversation is God's design for sex. We want them to be able to engage with parents, judgment-free, open, grace-filled conversations about God's design for humanity, intimacy. And so it is important that we begin those conversations with the children. Three, we are preparing for exposure. We're equipping children with knowledge and confidence on how to navigate if and when they are exposed to sexualized content. And the fourth is dealing with temptation, which is, we all know temptation is real. We know that we are all tempted. That's part of our humanity. And so unless we equip our children on what to do when they are tempted, it's going to be difficult. They're not going to know what to do. And so the fifth one is processing exposure. And this is, and so just want to caveat that the first four are done in that specific order. The fifth, this last one, the sixth, are done when needed. So if a child has been exposed, it is important that we begin to process the exposure with them. And today's conversation.
Yeah. And we know, parents, first, if this is your first family time segment episode, I know that it can already feel like you're drinking water from a fire hydrant. It can feel overwhelming. Just know that you can go back anytime and go through any one of these family time segments. They're only about 15, 20 minutes long. And then we also are going to share with you the fact that we have got an entire online course that can help you go through all of this. Plus, we're going to provide you with very specific task lists for, depending on the age of your kids, when and what you do through each of these. So there's lots of resources available to you. So hopefully you don't feel too overwhelmed. But with that, Norma, what is conversation number six, and why does this conversation matter?
So conversation number six is probably the scariest for most parents, and it's called leveraging your story. Yes, it is exactly what it sounds, leveraging your story. So stating your story, sharing your story, and that it's sort of intertwined if through conversations one, two, three, four, five, really. But we want to make sure that we made just a segment for it, because we want to be able to kind of teach parents how to do it. And so why does this matter is because a lot of it is modeling. In every conversation, we are modeling to our children what to do in the different situations. And so we want to be able to normalize struggle and let them know that they can come to us, that we're a trustworthy person that can help them and disciple them through navigating whatever situation they're facing.
Yeah. And so I totally get it why this would be scary for a lot of parents, but this is why we're having this conversation. This is why we are actually doing this, this family time episode, is because we want to try to help parents figure out, okay, how do I do this wisely? Because here's the other thing too, you know, parents might hear this and go, okay, so, well, what do I say to my 5-year-old? Or I've got a 12-year-old. I've never talked about any of my story. So can we start kind of breaking it apart in terms of what does this actually look like, and how does a parent do this wisely and in a way that's age appropriate and keeps the safety and the connection strong between them and their child?
Mm-hmm. I just want to share a survey that we did with Christian parents and Christian teens. And so we asked Christian parents, why don't you talk to your teens about sex? And their number one fear was that their child might find out about their past. Then we asked teenagers, same, why don't you talk to your parents about sex? And their number one answer was, they won't understand. And so I just think that it's amazing how the enemy has isolated both the parents' fear and the teens' fear to just stay away from one another, because the very same thing that the teen needs to know that they feel understood is that the parent will be able to share their past. It's 5:00. And so it is important that's the bridge that I think is missing. And parents don't see it and teens don't see it and sometimes are blinded by it. But if we can only be able to see the bigger picture when it comes to this, I think both parents and teens can let their guard down to be able to share with one another.
And this is, again, you talk about this being something that's woven really through all six of these conversations that we're talking about. That's the big umbrella, is like, we need to share our lives with our children. Mm-hmm. Too many times we have this idea, I think, as parents, of going, well, listen, there's certain parts of my past that are broken, that I'm ashamed of, that I'm embarrassed of, that maybe I've never told anybody about. So there's a sense in which we want to try to present ourselves to our children in a particular way that says, I don't want them to ever see those parts of me. But that, at a very basic level, is actually training your child to essentially do the same thing. So what are they going to do as a reflection of you? They're going to say, okay, I'm going to make sure there's certain parts of me that my parents never see. And so now what do we got? We got complete disconnection and division that's happening in that relationship. The very thing that neither the parent nor the child actually wants. Because even in that survey that we said, it's like, I think children want to know that their parents like aren't clueless, that they actually do understand. Parents, I think, actually want their kids to come to them and say, when I'm hurting, when I'm struggling, when I'm confused, I'm going to come to my mom or my dad. And so this is vital that we be willing to share and be vulnerable about our stories. But let's talk about how we actually do that, because I think this can be done well or it can be done very poorly.
Yes. So again, the essence of it is to create a connection and credibility. It's important for your child to know, oh, my parent does understand a struggle. They do understand. I actually have a friend who, she grew up in a quote unquote perfect home, never saw an argument, never, you know. So when she started struggling with her own sinful nature, she thought that something was wrong with her, versus like, if someone were to just share, that's kind of normal teenage behavior, or that happened to me too, I don't think she would have struggled so much, because, and again, that helped, that made her isolate more and more. And that's what we're trying to prevent. But there are parameters when it comes to sharing our stories, 100%. One of the main ones is that we do not want to overshare, right? Our kids do not need to, they don't need details. There's no need for all that. And so, and of course, it's going to be age appropriate. What we share with a 5-year-old and a 17-year-old, it's going to vastly differ. And so it is important that we keep that in mind. The other thing is that we need to watch for our child's reaction. You know, if we see our child becoming pale, their mouth drop, they start drooling, sweating, and all that, we can stop, right? We can stop. We know that we can always pick up this conversation. And even so, bring it back to the emotions, where it's just like, I noticed this is how you reacted. Would you care to tell me what you were feeling, or how were you feeling in hearing this? And so that's one to be attentive to. And then also, there shouldn't be any secrets from the spouse. Basically, the story should not start, hey, when I was your age, your mom doesn't know this, but right? But that shouldn't be the case. It should, yeah. Your spouse should know what you're sharing about your life story. Another thing, that if you are dealing with unhealed trauma, maybe I find this a lot, that in parenting, there's a lot of times where things that we're dealing with our children, God is really pointing to an area in our lives that he wants to heal, or wants to be able to, for us to look at and be able to process. And so we don't want to burden our children with our trauma or unhealed addiction. If we're going through recovery or processing with someone, then we do have stuff to share, but we do not want to burden our children. And that's the main goal. Like, we're not here to dump information that they know that you're not, you don't even know what you're processing. So it's here. Right. It's important.
Well, that's one of the things that we even learned when we first started our family care ministry, was when we're inviting parents into these critical conversations and about feelings and God's design and processing exposure and all of temptation, you know, one of the major initial responses that we got back was, oh my goodness, I need this. Like, the parents were saying this, I don't know how to talk about my emotions, or good grief, I've never even talked to my spouse about certain parts of my past. And so sometimes what happens is, as you're going through this with your kids, there's a need for you to do some personal work as a parent and go, hey, there's some marriage things that I got to work on. There's some maybe personal, you know, addiction issues that I've got to deal with. And all these things can be happening simultaneously. What we don't want to do, though, is create a sense where the child sort of becomes this outlet for, in an unhealthy way, that the parent is sort of using the child as a, like a sounding board, or this is where I can dump all these secrets. And that's a bad thing. That's actually going to create a trauma in your child's life that you don't want to have for them.
Exactly. Very true. And again, when we share our story, we want to focus on God's redemptive power over our lives, not we're still in it, right? Or like we're drowning in it. We want to be able to help our children how to navigate, and also understand that this is their testimony as well. I've seen sometimes where some parents believe that the way they've dealt with recovery or healing from a trauma, that their child needs to have the same story. And really, that's not the case. We're all different. We all have a relationship with Christ that we need to stabilize and really have that connection. And their story is not going to look like ours. So it is important that we don't try to force, like, well, I read the Bible more, right? Like, okay, that worked for you, but not necessarily for your child at this moment.
Yeah, and that really goes into just kind of the sort of heart posture that a parent needs to have in this. And the first thing there is there's got to be a humility, right? There's a sense in which if I'm going to be vulnerable like this with my child, then, you know, two things. One, I want to make it about them and how can this help them. I also want to remain humble and go, this is not about me. I need to share this part of my story because I think it will connect with my child. Because guess what? This child came from me. So there's probably going to be some quirks and personality issues and things like that, that I'm going, yeah, I can see that in my child. And I would rather them not then eventually make the same mistakes that I made because of that. So I'm going to share this with them, but not say, I'm going to share this so that I can sort of get a guilt off of my own conscience, or I'm going to share this because I want to sort of try to control them. It's like, no. It's always for the child, and therefore I'm trying to be humble in that approach. Anything else that's really important for the kind of the heart posture for parents?
Yeah, no, again, we're looking for these conversations to be a bridge, the goal is to invite your child to reflect on your story, not necessarily to, you said, to unload and be able to, they're not, you know, we're not confessing things to them. So it is important that it's the perspective that we're coming in, humility. I'm here for you. This is to help them grow. That's important to keep that at the forefront. And again, we're keep pointing back to God and his faithfulness, redemptive power, his truth. That is important. Yeah.
Any other practical exercises that parents can take away in terms of what it might look like for them to leverage their story with their kids?
Yeah, I think it's important for parents to look at self and ask oneself, is why am I sharing this? What's my motive, right? Is it for my child's growth or is it to relieve my own guilt? It's important to know, that's important to reflect on our own and asking God to help us to be able to see that. One of the things too is that we need to keep it simple, right? Not too many details, just a lot of it is, for example, even my story, like I shared with my children that I was exposed to pornography when I was 7. I didn't tell them where I was. I didn't say what was on there. You know, I didn't give details. And yeah. So you could just keep it simple. They know. And my reason for telling them was, you know, I didn't have anybody to process it with. And if and when you're exposed to this, I want to be able to walk with you, talk to you about it, and process it with you. So that's why I said it. But again, I didn't give details. So that's important to keep in mind. Also, check for safety. So how does this make you feel when you hear me sharing this story? Like, you just heard this, you know, are you okay? Is there anything else you want to know? And also let them know that it's okay to, they don't, may not have questions right now, but the conversation is open. This is not a one time and done. Yes, I had this conversation. I told my child, check, never again. They may have questions, and it is important that they can have that permission, if you will, to come back and ask you more questions about your story or about even talk about how they felt.
That's good. So then what are some just resources that can help parents take a next step with this conversation and really even all of the conversations up to this point?
Yeah, so conversations 5 and 6 have pretty much the same resources. And again, if you're kind of looking through the conversations through Pre-Life Academy, a lot of those conversations, they all have some component of how parents can share age appropriately. And so Father-Son Accountability and Girl Talk by Ashley Jameson, those are good books to be able to just begin the process of talking. And those books give opportunities for the parents to share.
Yeah, that's good. Well, as we wrap up, Norma, any other just words of encouragement to parents who are just maybe, like you said, this sometimes can be one of the hardest of the 6 conversations because many parents might have thought, no. The way I'm going to raise my child around issues of, you know, sexuality and sexual brokenness is I'm just going to basically teach them and then hope that if I give them the right information, that it just sort of spits out this sexually pure and full of integrity child, you know, or adult. And can you just remind them once again, like, why this is important? Just any final words of encouragement on the need for them to share their own story with their child?
So this conversation is called leveraging your story, but at the end of the day, it's really leveraging your testimony. And a lot of times as parents, we, or as individuals, we think that our testimony is to be shared out there to the world, but our neighbor is our child. And so it is important that we look at our children and be able to, this is who I can share my testimony to. They need to see God's redemptive power over my life as well. And so being able to share it with wisdom and discernment helps create those bridges that we need of trust, and for your child to know, wow, like, my parent has struggled, or my parent understands, or my parent, you know, they're a person that I can go to be able to hash things out, confusion, curiosity, whatever the child may be feeling or being exposed to. It is important that we look at our story as our testimony, and our children would be amazing recipients for that.
That's really good. Well, Norma, thanks again for being here for this Family Time segment and sharing all about these critical conversations.
Yes, I'm happy to have done this. It's great.
Yeah. Well, we are going to put a lot of stuff in the show notes. I mean, in each of these Family Time segments, we're going to, our main goal is to try to give you some practical next steps that you can do in your family with your kids so that you can help your children to grow up in a sexually saturated culture with confidence and competency based on God's design for sex. And so please reach out to us. We want to help you take your next best step. Norm is available for personal ministry consultations that can help you even just with your specific situation to be able to navigate what that looks like in your family. And we look forward to seeing you back here again next time on the Pure Sex Radio program. Take care. Hi, friends. Today's episode is sponsored by Covenant Eyes. Covenant Eyes is the industry leader in online accountability software. I've used Covenant Eyes personally for well over a decade, and we also use their service in our ministry. Through our partnership with Covenant Eyes, you can try out their services for free for 30 days when you enroll at CovenantEyes.com and use our promo code BEBROKEN. That's CovenantEyes.com and promo code BEBROKEN. The link is also in today's show notes. So sign up today for Covenant Eyes and discover the freedom that comes with online accountability.